哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹以及朋友们，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to the brothers and sisters and friends who are visiting.
感谢神赏赐我们又平安的来度过了一个星期。
We thank God for bringing us through another week.
上一次小弟借着始祖跟主耶稣接受魔鬼的试探，稍微有提到有关吃的方面。
In my last sermon, I spoke about how Jesus was tempted, and I spoke a little bit about food.
有关基督徒要怎么样吃哈。
About appropriate eating.
还有禁食的问题。
And about fasting.
这一个礼拜小弟想借着穿衣服，我们来谈一谈基督徒应当有的装饰。
So today I'd like to speak about the dress of a Christian.
小弟有建议说，我们的信仰应该要落实在生活上，所以我们将会很实际的借由圣经的道理来谈我们的食衣住行。
Our faith is very directly related to our daily lives, and so I'd like to talk about the eating manners and the dressing manners of a Christian.
我们要先来看两个经节。
And so let us turn to two verses.
我们来看提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
提摩太前书第二章第九节。
First Timothy, chapter 2, verse 9.
九节，又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。十节，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。我们再看彼得前书第三章。
Also, First Peter chapter three.
彼得前书三章第三节
，verse 3。
三节，你们不要以外面的辫发辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。四节
，four。
只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。这两个经节提到我们要怎么样来穿着的问题。
These two verses speak about our manners of dressing.
也许有些弟兄他就会认为说，他今天的道理是讲给姐妹听的，然后我们现在可以到外面去喝咖啡了。
Maybe some brothers might think that, well, this is a manner for the sister, so we don't have to be here listening.
我们不要忘记在圣经里头谈到基督的心腹。
But don't forget, that in the Bible it speaks of the new husband.
不是。
Wife.
基督的新娘子哈。
The bride, the Christian bride.
那这个基督的心腹不是单单指着姐妹，是指着得救的信徒来说的。
The Bible depicts Christians as a new bride, and the bride refers to all members, brothers and sisters.
当然也包括弟兄在里头了。
So includes the brothers.
所以今天早上要讲的有关基督徒的穿着不是单单指着姐妹也包含弟兄在里头。
So the dress of a Christian refers not only to the apparels of sisters, but the brothers also.
所以我们所有的弟兄姐妹都应当要来思考。
And this is a question for all members to think about.
首先我们来谈一谈说外表的敬虔跟内在的敬虔的问题。
So let us first talk about our outward appearance with our inward attitude.
有许多人常常会这么想，说敬虔的生活是在于内心不在乎外表。
So people might say, well, our piety refers to our inner self and has nothing to do with our appearance.
你看，这个主耶稣的门徒主耶稣的开路先锋施洗约翰。
Let us first look at John the Baptist, Jesus' forerunner.
他怎么穿?
How was he dressed?
他穿骆驼毛的衣服。
He was wearing the skin of a camel.
还有这个先知这个以利亚。
And Prophet Elijah.
他是怎么穿?
How was he dressed?
他也是这样子穿啊。
He dressed like John the Baptist.
所以穿着啊，这个不需要讨论。
So we don't really need to discuss our dress.
只有那些假冒为善啊，像法利赛的那些人啊，才会在这个小事情上在那边讨论。
Only the Pharisees, only those nitpicky people want to talk about our appearance.
其实啊，这个不是完全明白这个外表的敬虔啊与内在的实意，不明白这个道理。
But people who think like that are only people who misunderstand the relationship between our outward appearance and our inner attitude.
反倒是主张说不需要讨论的人啊，有可能啊，他反而是很追求这个虚荣时髦的人。
In fact, the people who don't like to talk about appearance might just be those people who follow the trend of the world.
当然，法利赛人他借着外表的敬虔来夸张他内在的属灵啊。
Of course, the Pharisees use their outer appearance to boast about their piety.
头戴着这个经文的盒子。
They wear a hat that has verses inscribed.
故意把衣服做得宽大，然后有这个穗子啊。
They wear robes with long and large sleeves.
来表示他是一个很敬虔的人。
To show that they are religious.
这样的人啊，他的错。 是错在说他只有一个外表，却没有内在。
The problem with that is they only have an appearance and they're empty inside.
所以主耶稣说他们是假冒为善。
That is why Jesus called them hypocrites.
光有外表没有内在。
They only have the outer appearance without the inner goodness.
但是我们想想，至少他还有外表啊。
But at least they have an outward appearance.
当我们在反对这个法利赛人的外表，那我们想想，我们是不是有真正的内在？
Because when we oppose the appearances of the Pharisees, we must think whether we have the appropriate inner self.
还是我们连外表都没有，我们既没有内在，也没有外表，我们比法利赛人更差劲。
Because if we don't have a pious attitude inside, and we don't have the religious outward appearance of a Pharisee, then we are even worse than a Pharisee.
我们刚刚读到这个提摩太前书那边。
When we first read 1 Timothy,
那边谈到说，这个才与自称是敬神的女人相宜呀。
That the people who adorn themselves are women who are vain.
可见呢，在这一句话里头有说过这个衣着的问题啊，是与敬虔的生活有密切关系的。
So in this verse, we can tell that our godliness it is closely related to how we're dressed.
虽然外表的敬虔不一定会影响到你内在的敬虔呐。
Even though our outward appearance might not influence our godliness.
但是啊，内在的敬虔呢，也一定会影响到你的外表。
But most definitely, our godliness will influence how we dress.
在圣经里头啊，到底有没有注重这个穿着的事？
Now, does the Bible emphasize the matter of dress?
我们如果去看旧约圣经呢，比如说，对于祭司，他的穿着是有规定的。
If we look at the Old Testament, then we'll find an example of the priests.
出埃及记29章那边谈到祭司啊，要穿着特制的衣服啊。In
Exodus chapter 29, it details how a priest should be dressed.
并且要把血摊在衣服上面。And
they have to sprinkle blood onto their clothes.
民数记的15章啊。
In Numbers chapter 15.
那边说啊，以色列的百姓啊，要在衣服的旁、衣服的边啊，做这个穗子哈。
The Israelites, they have to sew something on their the side of their robe.
好，在这个穗子上面还要钉上蓝色的细带。
And on the side of the robe, they have to staple a blue ribbon.
啊，并且呀。 在摩西的律法里面，明文规定啊，说妇女不可穿男人的衣服啊，男人也不可以穿妇女的衣服。And
in the law of Moses, it clearly states that women shall not dress in men's clothing, and men shall not dress in women's clothing.
这都是神所憎恶的。These
are regulations given by God.
这是记载在《生命记》的22章。
It is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 22.
这些经节都证明说，神要他的百姓啊，在外表上跟世俗人有所分别。And
all these regulations are there to show that the people of God are different from the people of the world.
如果啊，我们在这些食衣住行的小事上没有办法跟世俗人有所区别的话。
Now, if we cannot differentiate ourselves from our dress, our manner of eating, and our living style,
那我们经常说啊，我们要分别为圣，要分别为圣，那岂不是呼口号、唱高调吗？
Then, aren't we just boasting in vain that we should be religious and pious?
所以啊，我们。 理当啊，在这些小事上也要过着分别的生活。So
in these simple daily life manners, we should also distinguish ourselves from people of the world.
我们刚刚讲过说，有关穿着的问题呀，不是单单指着姐妹，也指着弟兄说的。We
mentioned earlier that these manners of dress relate not only to the sisters but to the brothers as well.
但是保罗啊，还有彼得，为什么单单挑姐妹来讲？
But why is it that Paul and Peter only mention the sisters in their verses?
这个啊，跟人的天性有关系。This
has to do with our natural inclinations.
你到这个外面去看那个杂志哈，以这个衣服流行的这个杂志啊，我看呢，女生的比男生的多了哈。If
you skim through the magazine racks, you will most definitely find more trends and fashions for women than men.
所以可见啊，姐妹在这个衣服上的问题啊，确实是比弟兄来的多一点。So
we can then infer that sisters will tend to have more issues with the matter of apparel.
姐妹在她的天性上比弟兄啊更注重装扮。It
is in the natural inclination of women to emphasize more on their appearance.
所以圣经啊，以这个姐妹这方面呢、啊，比弟兄啊更需要多提醒。And
that's why the Bible offered more advice for the women in this matter.
所以我们上午的勉励啊，也可能会多偏重于姐妹的方面。And
thus the sermon this morning, we might also emphasize slightly more on the sisters.
当然也适用于弟兄啊。But
these are all applicable to the brothers.
现在世人，他们在衣服上有许多的地方啊，不一定是我们信徒应当效法的。In
the matter of fashion, there are many types of dress codes that are inappropriate for Christians.
世俗人常常借着衣服的华丽、新奇、性感来夸耀自己的财富、尊贵以及自己的美丽。
People of the world use the way they dress to boast about their wealth, to boast about their beauty,
来得到别人的尊重，还有别人的信任跟注意。
And they use the manner of dress to gain confidence, to gain trust, and to gain respect from other people.
那我们知道啊，为什么人类会穿衣服啊？
Now, do you know why we need to dress?
因为我们不像动物啊，有皮毛可以保护。Well,
because we're not like animals, we don't have a thick skin or a thick fur.
所以我们人类有衣服可以穿哈。That's
why human beings have clothing to wear.
所以第一个就是要保护。So
the purpose of wearing clothes is to protect ourselves.
再来就是要 穿得健康, 卫生啊, 健康,
and we have to dress with good hygiene.
所以我们在衣服上啊, 也应该要注重, 这个健康, 道德, 还有荣耀神。
So in the matter of dress, we should keep in mind that we should dress in clean clothes and dress in a manner that would glorify God.
彼得前书那边, 刚刚我们读过的说, 要用长久的温柔跟安静的心啊, 来得到别人的尊重跟信任。
In 1 Peter, we read that we should use these manners to gain respect and to glorify God.
所以不是光用 外面的这个衣着的华丽新奇来得到别人的尊重跟信任。
And so we're not using our adornments to gain the respect and honor of other people.
我们刚刚谈到说衣服的由来。
We mentioned the origin of dressing.
在创世纪第三章那边啊, 当始祖犯罪之后, 神啊, 杀了一只 羊羔, 然后做成衣服给亚当跟夏娃。
When our forefathers sinned in Genesis chapter 3, God himself killed a sheep and made from its skin clothing for Adam and Eve to wear.
除了让他们 得到温暖, 得到保护之外,
other than using those clothing as protection,
也是要来遮盖他们的羞耻。
It is the purpose of the clothing was also to cover their sin.
圣经常以这个赤身肉体为羞耻。
The Bible often signifies nakedness as a sin.
用这个来形容灵性堕落的一个代表。
And also use nakedness to describe spiritual depression.
比如说挪亚, 他喝醉酒, 结果赤身肉体。
For example, Noah, when he was drunk, took off his clothes and was naked.
启示录那边, 记载这个老底家教会啊, 他是赤身肉体。
In the book of Revelation, it describes the church of Laodicea as naked.
来形容啊, 他们羞耻, 堕落。
It is to describe their depravity and their shamefulness.
什么是遮盖羞耻?
So what does it mean to cover our shame?
当然也有包含着说减少犯罪的机会的意思在里头。
It covers the meaning of, includes the meaning of decreasing the number of sins.
今天那些服装设计家 他设计衣服的重点啊, 却往着相反的方向走。
Now if you look at the designers in the fashion world, the trend is going the opposite direction.
不是要借着衣服来遮蔽来遮盖身体, 减少魔鬼试探人的机会。
They do not use clothing as a way to cover our body to decrease temptation.
反而要借着这衣着来增加 对这个异性的诱惑的这个能力。
Rather, they use apparel and to attract the opposite sex.
当然对一般 这个世俗人来讲, 这没有什么问题啊。
And this would not be a problem for the people of this world.
但是对于我们信徒来说啊, 与我们追求圣洁的目标却是相悖。
But as Christians, this is in direct opposite to our goals.
也许啊, 我们会觉得说, 啊, 传道啊, 你脑袋太旧了啦。
You might be thinking, Pastor, I think you're a little old-fashioned.
但是我们想想, 新并不代表都是真理啊。But
you must remember, just because it is trendy and new does not mean it is true.
医学心理报告也告诉我们啊, 过分暴露身体的肌肤和曲线，哎，确实能够触动人犯罪的意念。
there are medical reports that show that the how much you expose your body is related to how you sin, you commit crimes.
合神心意的大卫，他怎么犯罪？
Now, how did David, who was pleasing to God, how did he sin?
他就是看到这个不该看的啊。
He was looking at what he was not supposed to look at.
看到这个拔示这个看到这乌利亚的妻子他正在洗澡这个曲线毕露所以他才会犯罪。
He saw the wife of Uriah bathing.
乌利亚。
Yeah, Uriah. He saw the wife of Uriah bathing, and he let down his guard, and so he sinned.
所以有时候心心潮并不一定就趋向于圣洁，反而是越趋向于邪恶。
So new trends often, more often than not, goes toward evil than good.
所以我们基督徒的穿着不是只是为了自己的喜好，还有健康的需求而已。
So for Christians, we dress not only to protect ourselves and to keep ourselves healthy.
还要考虑到别人也要能够荣耀神。
We have to think about how our dress will affect others and whether or not we will glorify God.
我们都不希望说别人用那种不正当的眼光来看我们。
We don't like people to look at us with a strange glaze.
主耶稣说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，心里就跟她犯奸淫。
Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman lustfully, then he has already committed adultery.
为什么看到妇女会动淫念？
Now, why would a man look at a woman and have lustful feelings?
我们去想这个问题，用淫念的眼光去看妇女。
If you think about using to look at a woman with a lustful eye,
我们想想看，有哪个姐妹或者是哪个弟兄，他希望他的儿女、他的女儿、他的太太被人家用淫荡的眼光来看
？Now, just think about it. Would any brother or sister want other people to look at their wife or their daughter with a lustful eye？
这个是一种侮辱。
This is a despicable thing.
好像把你当成妓女这种就用看妓女的这种态度来看你。
And this is degrading because they are looking at your spouse or your daughter as a whore.
我相信没有人愿意被人家用这样的眼光来看的。
And I believe that no one wants to be regarded in this manner.
为什么会有造成这样子的结果？
But why would this happen?
想想妓女是怎么打扮的。
And if you imagine, how a prostitute dresses.
所以过分暴露身体，或者是明星化的那些装扮不是我们信徒当效法跟羡慕的。
They tend to overexpose their body or dress over elegantly, and therefore these are not.The dress codes that we should imitate.
这边谈到还有谈到一个叫做明星化的装扮
And I just mentioned to dress over extravagantly, like a movie star.
小弟以前在台湾的教会我经常会接触到这个所谓的原住民就是在山地的信徒来到平地。
The church I used to pastor in Taiwan would receive frequent visitors from members who lives in the mountain areas.
他们往往为了追求跟这些平地的人能够这个认同他们就会在穿着上在言行举止上来追求认同。
And because these people grew up differently than the people who lived in the city, when they come into the city to live and work in the city, they have a strong tendency to to be similar, to assimilate themselves into the society, and they do so by eating, drinking, and speaking.
哦，那最容易得到这个消息的哈。
And dressing.
哦，最容易得到这些讯息的就是电视，还有媒体，哈，电视媒体，还有这个报章杂志。
And the easiest way to find out how to assimilate into the society is through media, mass media.
小弟有发现有一个现象。
And so I discover a trend.
啊，只要那些明星啊，怎么样打扮哈，穿什么衣服，剪什么头发啊，大家哈都一样。
The members will follow the haircuts and the dress codes of the celebrities.
电影流行铁达尼，每个小孩穿的 T 恤上面都是铁达尼哈。
When the Titanic was a big hit, you see all the youth wearing T-shirts with a picture of the Titanic.
哦，这个啊，电视上流行啊，某个明星啊，流行穿什么样的衣服，啊、我们就可以看到、啊、教会里头的青年呐、啊，也开始穿那样子的打扮。
And when you see a movie star or a celebrity dress setting a certain trend, then you find the same kind of dress in our youth.
哦，我发现了、啊，小弟个人发现，在美国有同样的问题。
And I saw the same phenomenon in the United States.
我们都是从外地来到这个国家。
Most of us come from a different country.
我们也都想追啊，想要追求啊，让这里的人能够认同我们。
And we also like to assimilate into this society.
所以我们在潜意识当中，我们就会在打扮、在穿着，哦、会追求跟他们一样，追求这个潮流的啊、哦，这个趋势。
So, in our subconscious, we tend to want to follow.The trends of the fashion trends of this world.
哦，所以我们现在要来谈谈说啊，不要过分的追求时髦。
So we're going to discuss an exaggerated fashion.
好、哦，为什么人会追求时髦
？So why would we? Why do people like to be fashionable?
因为神看内心，但是世人是看外表的。
Because God looks at are inside, but people look at our outside.
哦，衣冠是很重要的。
So, how we dress is very important.
哦，所以世俗的人说啊，啊，说人要衣装啊，啊，佛要金装啊，就是这个道理哦。但是很多人呢、啊，他不会利用这样的机会来显出一个圣徒该有的身份。
The problem with seeking after fashion trends is we do not use our appearance to glorify God.
啊，反而跟着人家去追求争奇斗艳啊，陷在这样的漩涡里面。
Instead, we become like the people of this world seeking after vanity.
哦，当然了，有些信徒说啊，传道你讲的太严重了呢。
Some of you might think I'm exaggerating.
啊，我们的穿着啊，啊，只不过因为习惯啊、环境啊，还有自尊心啊，以及我们爱美的天性而已、啊。
We dress the way we dress because we like to look good, we like to look pretty, and it's a habit, and it's the normal way of dress.、
啊、但是啊，我们要小心，魔鬼啊也会利用我们这个爱美的天性哈、哦，把爱世界的心就放进去了。
But we have to be careful.Because Satan also places a little seed of loving the world, loving fashion in our hearts.
魔鬼更会利用我们的虚荣心，还有环境啊，把我们的思想逐渐给俗化。
Satan will also change our hearts so that we like the trend of this world.
神是给人审美的眼光，没有错。给我们有审美的眼光、啊
God has given us an eye to behold the beauty、
啊、神把始祖、啊、安置在一个美丽的伊甸乐园里面
He put our forefathers into a beautiful garden、
啊、但是啊神要我们、啊、爱的是怎么样的美、啊、
But what kind of beauty does God want us to behold?
圣经中的美跟世俗人所追求的美是两回事的。
The beauty defined in the Bible is different from the beauty defined by the world.
好，圣经啊，是以外表朴素、内在温柔、有德性为美的。
The beauty defined by the Bible is a simplicity in outward appearance, but gentle and meek, inside.
而不是以奢侈豪华为美。
It is not, extravagant, adornments on the outside.
伊甸乐园当中的美啊，是证明神原先所创造的是不含罪恶的美。
The beauty of the Garden of Eden represents that God created a pure, world without sin.
而不是啊啊，已经受罪的污染，用人工所装饰出来的美啊。
It is not beauty made by hand made by man, created by man.
始祖夏娃啊，是第一个破坏美的人。
Our foremother Eve is the first to break this beauty of God.
她为什么会破坏美？
How did she do it?
她误用了爱美的眼光去爱那个不应该爱的美。
She did it by regarding beauty from a worldly perspective.
爱那个不可以吃的分别树，分别善恶树上的果子。
She loved the fruit of the good and evil.
她看她是悦人眼目。
She saw the fruit was pleasing.
所以从此啊，世界上才有不美的事情呢。
And that is how, sinful and ugly things in this world started.
人类啊啊，就要不断的用新奇的事物来满足爱美的需求。
And we have to constantly create things that are supposedly beautiful to satisfy this human definition of beauty.
甚至成了一种不正常的欲望。
And the desire is an abnormal desire.
我们再看看世界啊，这个世俗啊，这个衣着的时髦啊，它的美往往只属于新奇而已啊。
If you observe closely, the definition of beauty defined in the fashion world.
一件好好的裤子哈，这个牛仔裤啊，故意啊要把它在膝盖剪两个洞哈。
Is only something that they try to make different and new. For example, in the past there was a trend to have two holes cut in your pants at the knee.
这是新的裤子啊，一定要把它洗得白白的，好像旧的哦。
Or they want to whitewash your jeans.
为什么
？Why？
因为新奇。
Because it's different.
啊，那甚至啊，还经常会含有犯罪啊的这个性质在里头哈，给魔鬼留地步。
Not only that, it brings a sensual feeling. So that the Satan can, so that we leave a foothold for Satan.
啊，追求暴露啊，暴露曲线。
Because, the trend is after, revealing and body curves.
啊，小弟啊，经常要坐地铁。
When I take the subways.
啊，经常会看到很多奇怪的现象。
When I take the subways, I've observed some strange situations.
有发现有些这个青年呐、啊，把这个上半身的衣服啊，穿好短哈、哦，好短，所以他要抓到上面那个吊环的时候啊，这个衣服都跑上来啊。
For example, some people wear very cropped shirts, but when they have to hold onto the pole, on the train, then the shirt would get pulled up.
他有的啊，穿那个低腰的裤子，低的哈、哦，这个屁股都跑出来了。
Others wear such low cut pants that show their butt.
我知道这个就是所谓的流行啊。
And I understand that this is the trend.
但是我在想说，这样不会很不方便吗？
Then I thought, well, isn't this a little inconvenient?
衣服已经失去了那种原本的功能啊，保护身体的功能。
Because the clothes have lost the primary purpose, which is to protect.
再来，这样的暴露啊，对自己啊是一个很危险的事情。
And second, the kind of exposure you put yourself in is a risk.
哦，更何况流行时髦啊，很容易就会过去的。
Not to mention, trends will go out of style soon.
哦，那我们想想看啊，到底啊是这个衣服的流行是抄在谁的手里？是谁发起要流行这个款式，流行那个款式
？So I wonder who controls this trend? Who decides this kind of shirt is now fashionable and that is not?
啊，是谁在影响大家的
？Who has the influence？
啊，让大家认为现在这个款式是美啊，再过一个时段呢、啊，哎，那个款式才是美。
Who influences the fact that this style is trendy now and that style is out of style?
就像女生的裙子，有时候长，有时候短，有时候长，有时候短哦。
If you look at the skirts, the women's skirts, you find that sometimes mini skirts are in, other times long skirts are in.
那今年年初啊，小弟带这个太太啊。想要给他买一双新鞋子，但百货公司一看，啊，那个鞋子的很奇怪。
Earlier this year, at the beginning of this year, I wanted to buy my wife a pair of shoes, so we went to the department stores, and the shoes were too strange.
哦，才知道说啊，因为哈利波特的旋风啊，所以大家流行穿那个女巫的鞋子哈。
And then I found out that because Harry Potter was so hot, then everyone likes to wear shoes that look like a witch.
没有多久之前啊，还流行穿那个好大的，他们叫做面包鞋，现在又变成瘦瘦长长，我说那个是热狗啦。
Just a while back, the trend of the shoes were large with large platforms, and they kind of looked, they took on the nickname of looking like a large loaf of bread. And so I was commenting that now the trend is like a hot dog.
那我们想想看，是谁在影响大家
？So now who exactly makes these decisions?
就是那一些在荧幕上的明星了。
It's the people who are in theaters.
啊，但是那些明星啊，是谁设计衣服给他穿的
？People who are on the movie screens and who decided their trend?
啊，他们设计这样的服装给他穿的目的是什么？
And what was the purpose of designing such a style for those movie stars?
标新立异，引人注意。
Is to draw attraction, is to draw people to them.
啊，所以我们信徒啊，如果在衣着上盲目的来以这些明星为啊这个楷模啊，实在是很危险，也很愚昧的。
So as Christians, if we're blind. And we follow the fashion trends of the celebrities of this world, then we are ignorant.
而且啊，当我们甘心接受这些服饰商人他们的愚弄啊，一时一时一样的时髦啊，只有浪费金钱而已啊。
And if we are being played as fools who will spend money.On trends that will only go out of style soon.
再者啊，如果我们信徒啊，在这个衣食住行的这些生活实际的问题，完全没有自己的主意，没有标准，一味的跟从世俗的人盲目追求啊，那我们所谓的分别为圣属灵的生活，那只是一种呼口号啊。
If we do not draw a clear distinction.Of manners in our eating, drinking, dressing, and speech, to distinguish ourselves from the people of this world, then we vainly proclaim our religion.
什么是美？
So I asked you, what is beauty?
美的意义难道只是说让肉多露出一点，就这样而已吗？
Now is beauty just to allow yourself to expose your flesh?
如果你的美啊，因为衣服稍微穿宽松一点呢，就不美了，那你的美啊是经不起考验的。
Now if you define beauty, if you define beauty now as exposing more flesh, then a person who wears baggy clothing covering all their flesh is no longer beautiful. Then this definition of beauty cannot withstand trial.
啊，这也不是真正的美。
And cannot be defined as true beauty.
真的美是趋向于善的，趋向于好，给人有喜悦的感觉的。
Genuine beauty will bring happiness and joy and goodness to us.
假的美啊，是偏向于邪恶的，让我们觉得虚浮的。
False beauty will draw us closer to evil and make us feel vain.
而在这里啊，传道不是说特别要跟这些时髦的哈。这个流行啊来作对。
Now I'm not here purposely to oppose the fashion designers of the world.
因为有些流行也是好的。
Because some trends are good.
哦，但是我们必须要去审核这个时髦、这个流行是不是合理、是不是合用、是不是正派。
But we have to evaluate whether this fashion trend is good, is appropriate. For Christians.
是不是合乎圣徒的体统？
Is it a style appropriate for Christians?
那我们再来谈谈正派的问题。
So then, what does it mean to have good fashion?
我们如果综合我们一开始所读的那两段经节，
If we combine the two verses we first read,
对于信徒这个衣着的这个要求啊
，about the dress codes of a Christian，
就是不要太奢侈。
It's not to be extravagant。
要朴实，要正派。
We have to be simple。
啊，这个一个原则很难拿捏哈。
But it is difficult to set a standard。
什么样才叫正派
？What does it mean to have What does it mean to dress, dress good?
我们都看过这个或者是参加这个晚宴哈，人家的这个晚宴啊，很多这个高贵的女士啊，要穿着晚礼服哈。
If you ever attended evening affair, evening party, women will dress elegant.
那我们呢，是不是要看看她露出来的肉多少哈，来看这个是不是正派的穿着哈？
Now, do they define beauty as how much flesh you can expose?
不是这样去划分哈，正派不正派不是这样去划分。
That is not the definition of what is a good.
圣经里头这个正派哈，正派它的原文呢、有整齐、适中、端庄，整理的很适当的这个意思在里头。
The Bible defines good apparel as one that is modest, one that is proprietary and proper.
在新约圣经只用过两次。
The Bible has only defined this twice.
一次啊，翻成正派；一次翻成端正。
One time it was defined as modest apparel, and the other is fine apparel.
所以，什么叫做正派的衣服
？So, what is modest apparel?
乃是讲求啊实际的整洁、朴实、端庄。
It talks about
整洁哈
，cleanliness，
朴实
，simplicity，
还有端庄哈。端庄要怎么讲
？And
就像这样子哈。啊，在当时的人的眼中啊，看成是适当的，看作是适当的。
It is so that people defined to dress appropriately means that people look at it as normal.
哦，这个才是啊与敬畏神的儿女啊是相宜的哈。
And this is in line with the definition of children of God.
哦，特别强调是当时的这个人认为是端庄的，是适中的哈。
And it is appropriate according to the times.
哦，所以也不是说要我们呐 要像古时候我们阿公阿嬷那时候那样穿哦，也不是那样叫做正派哦。
So it is not to dress like your grandparents when they were young.
每个时代有每个时代的穿着。
That is not formal.
每个区有每个区的穿着。
So every region and every time.Period has their own definition of what is modest and what is formal.
好，保罗在当时说啊，妇女不要用编头发啊，不要去这个以编头发啊来装饰自己。
And in Paul's time, he described, he told the women not to braid their hair.
因为在当时是一个很时髦的装饰哈。
Because at the time, braiding hair was a fashion trend.
但是在现在来讲啊，编头发这个没有什么。
But in the current times, braiding hair is nothing special.
哦，所以我们是要用当时哈，或者啊，就是那个区域、那个时候的那个时代的人看作是适当的来为标准。
So we have to define.Modest apparel and formal apparel as the appropriateness of the times.
所以正派的衣着啊，啊，这个是超可以超越时间空间的，在不同的时代通通适用的。
And formal apparel is applicable to different times.
哦，所以我们信徒啊，要有属灵的眼光啊，啊，要能够分别好坏，能够知道要取舍什么。
So as members, we have to have the spiritual eyes to distinguish what is appropriate and what is not appropriate apparel.
好，所以这个正派是一个原则啊，不是说一定要穿怎么样的衣服哈。
So what I described is a standard that we should have, and not what kind of clothing or shirt you should wear.
好，因时因地制宜啊。
It is defined by the region.The place where you live and the times where you live in.
哦，就算啊，啊，就好像说，你不会把穿去要游泳的衣服啊穿到街上走吧，哈。
Just like you normally would not wear a swimsuit on the street.
哦，啊，你不会啊穿着要去见这个啊布希总统的衣服啊去打网球吧，哈。
And you would not dress as if you're.Dressed to play tennis as if you were visiting President Bush.
哦，同样的，来到教会敬拜神。
By the same token, we come to church to worship God.
你也应该知道啊，要怎么穿着才对了。
We should know how to dress.
哦，所以什么时候、什么场合该怎么样穿着
？We should know when and at what, when and how to dress at different occasions.
啊，什么样的衣服啊是适合的？
And what kind of apparel is appropriate?
哦，这个我们应该啊都很容易去辨别，很容易去取舍。
And we should know how to distinguish between different apparel.
啊，再来我们来谈另外一个问题啊。
And let us discuss another issue.
我们要怎么借着衣服哈，就借着穿着来荣耀神
？How do we glorify God with our apparel?
啊，曾经在。有个信徒跟小弟讲啊，在台湾有一个教会啊，哦，有一个啊，这个长职哈，哦，讲了一篇道理，叫做“荣耀的教会”。
I once heard someone told me about a sermon spoken in Taiwan, and the topic was a church that glorifies God.
他在他的信息里面他说啊，所谓的荣耀的教会啊，啊，就是弟兄姐妹啊，要把这个哈、哦、啊，要穿那个衣服，要穿得很啊，这个很啊，穿得很好的衣服来呀、啊，这样啊，才能够荣耀神、啊。
And the message, included, a section about how members should dress well, and that is how we can glorify God.
哦啊，如果啊。啊，你穿得很贫穷啊，穿得很破烂啊，那这个就不会荣耀神哈、哦。
But if you dress like a pauper and you don't care for your clothes and you come to church, then you are not glorifying God.
啊，听到这篇道理的人有两种反应。
And the audience had two reactions.
一种是啊。啊、很正面的回应说对、哦、我们信徒啊应该哈、哦、来敬拜神要有哈、哦、这个啊好的这个穿着哈、
哦、and the first reaction was positive and it agreed with the sermon saying that as members when we come to worship God we have to dress well
哦啊来显示说神啊恩典神的祝福啊
we show the blessingsAnd the grace of God through our apparel.
反对的人说啊，啊，这些人是有钱人的主张哈。
But the other opinion, the negative reactions said that well, your reaction is so because you're wealthy.
那我们没有钱的人呐、啊，啊，我们就不要去教会了，因为我们没有那个钻戒啊，没有那个金饰可以跟人家比啊，我们是啊，这个不荣耀神的，所以我们不要去教会了。
The not so wealthy.People said, well, then we don't need to go to church because we don't have the nice dress, we don't have the adornments to go with our apparel.
我相信啊，这两种人啊，都误解了哈、哦、那个长子他那一篇道理主要的目的啊。
I believe that these two sides have both misunderstood the message of that day.
那到底要怎么穿才能荣耀神呢？
So how should we dress to glorify God?
啊，主耶稣啊，他是个穷木匠啊，他也没有哦带金饰啊，带钻戒到这个教会去的啊。
Jesus was a poor carpenter. He did not adorn himself with jewels when he went to the synagogue.
啊，反而啊那些啊法利赛人啊，他才是装饰的很漂亮啊，去教会的啊。
But it was the Pharisees who adorned themselves before going to the synagogue.
啊，但是。反过来，我们在想，如果今天呢、啊，你故意啊穿得很破烂，不注重打扮。
So, let's look at it from this perspective. If you purposely dress down and you don't care for your outward appearance.
啊，你借着这样来表示你是凭信心在生活啊，你是真正内在的属灵，哎，那又是另外一种骄傲了。
You dress down and you pretend to not have a lot to you dress simply to pretend and to show that you're holy and to show you're pious before God then this is also wrong.
哦，所以我们看到说，荣耀神的穿着是什么
？So what is a dress code that glorifies God?
不是指着你的外表穿怎么样名贵的衣服啦。
It has nothing to do with what brand of clothes you wear.
也不是啊，你故意啊啊穿得很破旧啊，来表示你是内在的啊这个敬虔呐。
It has nothing to do with you purposely dress down to show that you live a simple life.
哦，这个都不是荣耀神的穿着。
Those dresses do not.Glorify God.
而是啊，你的行为啦。
But what is important is your manners.
你认为你来拜神要怎么样，有什么样的举止？你在弟兄姐妹当中要怎么样的相爱
？It is the manner of which, the manner in which you worship God. It is the manner in which you love the brothers and sisters.、
哦、主耶稣说啊。因为你们有彼此相爱的心，让众人认出你们是我的门徒啊。
Lord Jesus said, because you had the heart to love That is how others can recognize you are my sheep.
不是说因为你们彼此穿着名贵的衣服，让众人认出你是我的门徒啊。
Jesus didn't say, well, because you dress so well, others can recognize that you are my disciple.
也不是说啊，因为你们啊啊穿得很破烂，让人家认出你们是我的门徒啊。
Nor did Jesus say, because you dress down and you dress so poorly, and that is how people recognize you as my disciple.
是彼此相爱啊。
But Jesus said, because you show that you loved one another.
哦，所以啊，我们在教会要强调的不是在那边比较你穿什么我穿什么，你带什么我带什么。
So when we come to church, we're not here to compare how you're dressed or what kind of jewelry you have.
你有没有那种真正关怀人的心呢？
But to see whether or not you have a genuine care for others.
你的衣着跟你的人格是不是搭配？
Is how you dress parallel to how your characters are?
不要变成衣冠禽兽。假冒为善，穿得像人啊，其实啊啊是跟这个动物一样的。
We don't want to be an elegantly dressed beast inside.
那也不要啊去羡慕人家穿名牌名贵的服饰。
And we don't want to envy others branded shirts or
那再来，我们来谈谈说谁应该来带头有正派的装饰。
So who should set the trend, the fashion trend of appropriate dress?
领导者。
The leaders.
我们刚刚讲说啊，那些商业的领导者，就是那些明星啊、影星，他带领着整个流行。
We mentioned in the world.Commercially, movie stars, celebrities usually set the trend.
那今天呢，在我们的信仰生活里面，在教会的里头啊，领导者首先要在服事上有信徒的榜样。
Today, in the church, leaders in the church should foremost set the example.
好，你在教会是当传道、长职、负责人、宗教教育老师的。
The ministers, the council members, the religious education teachers.
你理当当信徒的榜样。
You are examples of members.
当学生的榜样。
You are the examples to the students.
要穿着正派的衣裳。
You have to dress modestly and formally.
合适的衣裳衣着。
You must dress appropriately.
叫神得着荣耀。
So that God may be glorified.
也让这个弟兄姐妹啊有所这个榜样。
And that others may imitate you.
当然啦、朴实的衣着不会增加我们属灵啊，但是奢华的衣着会让我们更舒适。
Although modest dress will not make us more holy, however, extravagant overly adornment will make us more worldly.
我们在实际的生活上也应当要有榜样。
And we should also set the same example in our daily lives.
有些姐妹会抗议啊。说啊，你看，看弟兄跟姐妹的衣着来看的话，都是姐妹穿的比较多哈。你们要求姐妹要穿的比较多天气好热啊，不公平啊。
And so, some sisters might oppose and said, well.It's not fair in a hot weather, sisters have to wear more.
我们要跟弟兄一样穿着啊。
We want to dress like the brothers.
但是啊，很多弟兄哦，在大热天里面哦，还要穿西装打领带哦，也要忍受这样的热哦，这姐妹没有办法体会的。所以一样公平啊，不是不公平啊。
But here I say that it's equal because in hot weather, you'll also see some brothers, wearing a shirt and tie.
我们呢、要在衣着上，在这个穿着上，能够显出一个圣徒的榜样。
So we should set an example in our dress.
不是借着衣着来标榜我们的假属灵。
We're not using our appearance to show our false holiness.
也不是借着衣着来盲目的追求这个流行跟时髦。
Nor are we using our appearance to blindly follow the trend of the fashion world.
我们要有这个在衣着上来显出我们这个分别为圣。
But we have to sanctify ourselves through our dress code.
并且愿意去付出这个代价
And be willing to pay the price.
肯为耶稣有所放下，有所舍弃。
We have to be willing to sacrifice for Christ.
变成能够造就人。
So that we can edify.
不引人犯罪。
We will not lead others to sin.
这样不但帮助自己，帮助别人，也能荣耀神。
In this way, we can help ourselves, help others, and glorify God.
我们求神帮助我们。
And we ask God for help.
让我们在这种衣着上的小事都能过着分别的生活来。
Even in a small matter, an ordinary matter of dress, we can distinguish ourselves as Christians.
如果我们弟兄姐妹真的说不知道怎么穿你可以来问小弟你不知道要怎么穿
If you really have a question about what is appropriate dress, then you can come and ask the minister.
我会更详细的跟你讲说要怎么穿
And the ministers will help you more clearly on what is appropriate dress.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹都知道拜神要怎么穿着才对
But I believe most brothers and sisters will know what is appropriate dress when worshiping God.